without a shepherd. When I look around today, especially if you catch the news, it's pretty troubling. It's quite concerning. And I began to think about this as I was in prayer. And it's not just in America, but the whole world. And the Lord just spoke this into my heart. They are sheep without a shepherd. If you think about the state of humanity today, as Paul listed in 2 Timothy 3, the condition of men's hearts, it's simply because they don't know Jesus Christ. There are so many sheep without a shepherd. You see, we try to figure out why would someone go and murder someone and kill themselves, or why this would happen. The reality is we live in a fallen world. We live in a world that the prince of the power of the air, his whole job is to get those sheep that are scattered and don't know Christ to destroy them. I want you to look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. I love this part of the Word of God. As Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. I want you to notice right here that Jesus' love for mankind superseded, even at that time, the unbelief and the sin in Rome and where in Jerusalem. He still healed people. He still cured diseases, even though many of them would later on betray him or not acknowledge him. Well, let's read on. But this is the part. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. Yeah. Why was he? Because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. How do we look at people today? How do we see people today? Well, I want to see people like Jesus sees people. He sees them lost, fainting. He sees them scattered from God. He said this after that. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest, truly, is plenteous. But the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." I've heard this preached many ways, that we are to pray and intercede for laborers. I understand that. But you know what I believe Jesus was also saying? Pray that God will make you a laborer. Because if he's just telling me to go in my prayer closet and pray for laborers, but not be a laborer, then how much have I really contributed to the harvest coming in? Every believer is called to be a laborer in the harvest. It doesn't matter what I do in church, my ministry, that does not exclude me from being a laborer in the harvest field of God. And I have found out this. You might not be able to reach everybody, but there's somebody you can reach. Pray that God will make you a laborer. Everyone needs the shepherd. Everyone needs the touch of God. Ezekiel 34:6. I love this. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon the face of the earth. Now listen to this. And none did search or seek after them. Heart of God here. Saying, sheep. Man was made in my image. They're scattered. Divided. None searched them or sought them out. It's the job of every believer and of the church Jesus established to seek out that which is lost. I want to talk about this. It says in John chapter 10. Let's go to Ezekiel 34, 12 first. I'm sorry. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. I'll deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. I believe that the world is in a cloudy and dark day. In fact, it's getting darker in the world, not for the church. Isaiah says it's going to get brighter and brighter. Isaiah says the glory of the Lord will be our rear guard. But in the world, it is cloudy, which means there's not a clear direction of even reasonable understanding in the spiritual knowledge of God. And we live in this day when it is dark. Have you ever seen a day where people are calling light darkness and darkness light? People don't even know, well, are you this sex? Are you that sex? I can change this. I can do that. We are in a dark time. And I want to tell you something. When it's dark, what it is, it's really a knowledge based from hell that's out to mock God. Can you imagine Satan, how much he must spend his time laughing at humanity as we cease to tear down the principles of God and the things God has established? Can you imagine the Satan just laughing how foolish man is? Without God, we are foolish. He said, I'm going to deliver them. He said, I'm going to send a revival in the cloudy and dark day. Why is revival, Terry? Because God's got to find a people. God's got to find somebody that goes beyond the Sunday morning Christianity. He's got to find a prophet, not a puppet. He's got to find a people who are just beyond the culture, beyond their own self success, and they're plugged into the kingdom of God. You see, God uses people nobody wants. God uses people that the world has cast away, and God will raise up a Gideon, and God will raise up a Joshua, and God will raise up a David, and God will raise up a Peter, but God's raising up his church in this hour. We're not here to be milk toast, float down the river like a dead fish, just kind of hang out. I wasn't born again for that, and you weren't either. You were born to make a difference. You might be an Esther, to go into the king in intercession, and then God moved powerfully. You don't know who you are yet, and I don't, but God keeps telling us who we are. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. Can somebody give me, I think, of water? The thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. Let me say it again. The thief cometh not, to steal, and to kill, and destroy. If that's where that verse stopped, it wouldn't be very good. There'd be no hope. But Jesus comes back and says, I have come that they might have life. And they might have it more abundantly. I'm the good shepherd. I lay my life down for the sheep. Let me tell you about the thief. I have seen a pattern over the years of how the thief will somehow enter into a life that left the gate open and go and murder innocent people, then commit suicide. That's from a spirit, folks. Whether it was from a mental condition, but the mental condition was from a spirit, too. People say, what was the motive? Listen, the motive is from hell. Jesus told us right here, the thief cometh. And if we don't understand that in this last days, the devil is full of wrath, and he will enter in The devil, the demons seek a personality. They inhabited Legion. The devil is not asleep. The devil is very active. And he's stealing sheep that don't belong to him. And that should kindle a fire in the people of God to say, what can I do? What can I contribute? Because I hate the devil. Every time I hear murder and rape and all, it's the devil doing it through people who have not submitted to God. We should rise up. Oh God, what can we do? Steal means to invade, seize, and carry away another person's property. And he carries them away to hell. You know, our job as believers is not only to accept the blessings of God and his favor, but endure hardness as a good soldier. No man warreth goes to battle on his own. God's called you and I and this congregation to make a difference in our city. It says he came to steal and kill. How does he kill? Number one, he kills by deception. He kills the spiritual life of people by deception. Well, there's many ways to go. Well, it's Jesus and Buddha. It's just Jesus and this religion. No, it's not. How many people are deceived? Well, I'm good enough. The question is not whether we try. Paul says we come short of the glory of God. Only Jesus can fill the gap there. The devil kills by deception. The devil kills by lies. Oh, Eve, God's withholding from you. God really doesn't love you that much. Oh, Eve, if you eat of this, you'll be like God. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Amen. I'll say it again. Amen. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Amen. And he's lying to a generation of young people. You can have sex without marriage. You can have abortion, it doesn't matter. You can change your sexual identity with an operation. You know, the world view is more important than the word of God. Liar, liar, pants on fire. God has given the truth to the believer and to his word. He also kills by spiritual starvation. We think we can get by with just a little bit of this or a little bit of that. David said, as the deer panted for the water brooks. The deer that's about to fall over from thirst. As the deer panted for the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee. Feed me from heaven and I will be full. He kills by spiritual starvation. It's time to come back to the house of God. Half the churches in our area are closed. I understand precaution. But the devil knows if he isolates a believer long enough, they will be starved for fellowship, the presence of God, and the anointed word. I want to tell you, this COVID thing is from hell. We're going to take precautions. But I refuse to live in fear. I refuse to come under the oppression of the devil. I was set free from that. You ought to be praising God right about now. Everybody in the Bible that did anything always faced opposition. And we as believers are facing it today. But I'm I'm running towards that battle line. I wasn't raised a spiritual soldier just to say a few devotional things. I remember in Russia when that man came up to me and he cussed me out and everything, and God spoke through me. Love is stronger than hate. Revival broke out. The church went to 1,500 people. I don't know how many thousands they've got now. But all I know is every time I move forward, opposition came. But I can tell you this, the Lion of the tribe of Judah is always with you. The Lion, he's from the land of God, yes, but he's a lion too. And if you think my Jesus is going to sit back and not stand up with you when you do his will, you don't know him yet. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Give him a praise, somebody. Enough of fear. Enough. Third thing he comes to do is to destroy. Biggest way the devil destroys is by making people hopeless. Yeah. Can't get out of this. Can't change. And he's doing a job today for people that take their lives that have no hope. Another way he destroys is by rebellion. You don't hear that preached today. But all of us are rebellious by nature. I said all of us are rebellious by nature. Yes, right. Only the cross can get that wickedness out of us. Yeah. And the third way he destroys is by physical death. Yeah. I'm talking about the unbeliever. Yeah. As a believer, your times are in God's hands. Yeah. But see, the unbeliever does not have that right because they're not in covenant. Mm-hmm. So really, the enemy can set them up at any time. Now, 1 Peter 2:25 says, "For you were a sheep going astray, but now you've returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." You know, the only way to defeat the spirit is to come back to our bishop, our pastor, our shepherd of our souls. Amen. Paul said this in Ephesians 6, chapter 12. Everybody today is wondering, where's the struggle? Well, there's a lot of different struggles. There's struggles, all types of struggles. We understand that. But Paul says, okay, but I want you to understand this before you try to figure out all the struggles. Verse 12, Ephesians 6. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood. See, people that don't know Jesus, they think it's just flesh and blood. Having problems, disunity, disagreements. Well, Paul said, well, actually, if you uncover what's causing the struggle, it's the devil and his kingdom. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, powers of this dark world. You can't see them, but they're there. You can't see them, but they're working. Paul said, stop fighting against flesh and blood. That's not the problem. There are spirits that are rulers over cities. That means their job is to persuade people to go against God and his word. Against the spiritual forces of evil. There are spiritual forces. Evil. Wicked. Saw where a mother killed her three children. Didn't want her boyfriend or husband to have them. Killed them. Drowned them. Said, I'd rather have them drowned than have him have them. Evil! Who put that in her mind? Don't tell me it just came because she was having problems. We don't realize the influence Satan can have when sheep are not saved. They are open to the devil. They are open to his lies. They are open to evil and wickedness. Who ever thought a mother would kill her little children? We got to wake up. We got a job to do. We need to look at church completely different. It's not just coming and looking nice in my suit, whatever. I'm not just here for that. I'm here because God has mandated the church. to be the only institution upon this rock they'll build a church, and the gates of hell are not going to win. Come on, give them a praise, somebody. That means we can go forward knowing we're going to win. We're going to capture the young people out of Petersburg. We're going to capture the prostitute, the drug addict, the children that have no father, no mother, been abandoned, the ones that have been raped. One that had an abortion, we're going to rescue them. When we have the spirit of the shepherd, we understand that the church, we're here temporarily, but we've got a job to do.
Yes.
He said, against the powers of the dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. And then he talks about the armor of God. You don't need armor unless you're in the battle. You don't need armor if you're in heaven. I don't need armor when I'm in glory. I need it now. And as a believer, we need to get that helmet on. And we need to have that shield. Because the shield, and Paul was talking about the Roman shield. The Roman shield was not some little shield. It was about this high and about this wide. Let me tell you a secret. When you stay behind that shield, the devil cannot get into your thoughts. Because it quenches every fiery dart. I'm no good. Nobody likes me. I'm going to die. You know, the Lord's done with me. You know, I don't know if I'm accepted. I don't know about this. This person doesn't like me in the church. This person, this and that. And no one notices me. Lies, lies, lies. You put that shield up, and you get in the Word and find out how much the shepherd loves you.
Amen.
But as I begin to close it, and you find out how much, and how much he worked just to get you saved.
Amen.
You didn't stumble in church. He worked your whole childhood. And there was a moment in time the grace of God found you. I encourage you today, make a new stand. Make Christ your shepherd in another dimension. And as I close, he saw the sheep scattered, fainting. And you know what Jesus is looking for? He's looking for someone to represent. Well, I have somebody in my house that cares like I care for the sheep. He looked for a man and he found him. Wondered why there was no one interceding to be like him, you see. Can God find a congregation that has put away its toys, competition? Can God find a congregation that represents his son? God find the people. Stop judging another person, another race, another belief. Can God find the people that have the heart of Jesus? To me, even with the gifts of the Spirit and all, if we miss that, we miss it. Not to become Christ-like, to me, God will take us to heaven, but I think that's what he's looking for. Can you let your heart be broken for what breaks it? Can you let your passion be ignited to what ignites it? Can your love go beyond unconditional. That you love everyone the same. Friend or foe. Interesting thing, Jesus said, love your enemy. Most people are not good at that. Because we don't pray for those that despitefully use us. We'd rather harbor our hurts. But if I'm going to be like the Savior, I'm going to have to process things like he did. And what did he do? He committed his soul to his Father. Today, we have an opportunity this year to gather the scattered sheep. Many have stopped coming to church. Many will never come back, even when they're church. That's not the will of God. I said that's not the will of God. We all need family and fellowship. It's very simple to be wise and to space things out. But I refuse to give in to fear. I refuse to give in to what the world's going to tell me how church should be run. Listen, world, you can't even run the world.
Amen.
You can't even run the world.
Yes.
You can't even run the world. I mean, we're what, $30 trillion in debt in America. You know, you're not going to tell me how to run the church.
Yes.
This is. I said, this is.
Yes.
And God's going to raise up in this house pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, the workers of health, God ministry. God is moving in this house not just to attend, but to equip you. But before he equips your giftings, he wants your heart to be like his. Care for the sheep. The ones that are his and the ones that are going to be his. That's what he wants today with the Rock Church of Petersburg. If you're watching this morning, I want to encourage you back to the house again. I want to encourage you to break out of fear. God loves you, we love you. We want to help you. God bless you today. May God encourage you. May his grace be upon you. May his light shine your steps this week as you serve. In Jesus' name. Amen. Would you give the Lord a praise?